I want to read just a verse, if we can. Matthew 20, 28. And she may have it for the screen there for us. Let me read this verse, Matthew 20, 28. It says this. This is, by the way, this is after that passage where the lady comes to Jesus and says to Jesus, "Hey, I've got my two sons. Will you make sure, can you promise me that they will sit on your left hand and your right hand in heaven?" kind of thing, okay? And so that's where this is coming off of. And he gets through a couple of things, but this is what he ends with verse 28. He says this, "Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Now, I've read this verse many times in my life, and we'll leave it up there, by the way. And as I've read this verse time and time again over the years, you know, the thing that it always sticks out to me is the part that Jesus came to serve, not to be served, right? And then, I mean, the second part is really the gospel. It's in that he gave his life as a ransom for many, and we're used to hearing that. But I think when you put those two things together, I think you're making a powerful statement. And it's a statement about who we are as believers and who we're called to be. I mean, if you think about it, that, you know, Jesus being a ransom for many, a ransom is given because someone can't pay it themselves, right? I mean, that's the whole idea. And we have that understanding that in Jesus, he has done something for us that we can't do for ourselves. We can't earn salvation. It is a gift of God. And it's only from him, and it's only by his grace that we have it and all those things. And so, you know, with all that being said, you know, I think for us to kind of think about the whole idea of this ransom, I think it's important for us to recognize that in the ransom that he gave and did for us that we can't earn, he came to serve. Now, it'd be real easy when you're the guy given the ransom. Now, just tell me, I mean, think about this. If it's me or you, if you're the guy given the ransom, sometimes it's real easy to be like, you know, if I'm doing something for somebody that I know they can't do for themselves and I know they really need it, it's a little easy to at least like mess with them just a little bit, right? I mean, just be like, you know, yeah, you owe me, you know, kind of thing, right? And the truth is, we don't see Jesus do that. In fact, we see Jesus do the opposite. He humbled himself. We talked about this last week, even to death on a cross, that he would come to serve, not to be served. So I got thinking about that. I got thinking about what we're doing today. And we talk, we say this statement a lot at 24 about being Jesus to people, you know. I just got to thinking, you know, today, in a way, we're not offering salvation today, but we're going to show them salvation today. In many ways, what you will do today are things that those people can't do for themselves. You are going to offer something for them, do something for them. And to you, it may not seem like a big deal. To you, it may not seem like a big deal. I don't even know all the projects going on today. I haven't even looked at the wall. I don't even know what's going on. I don't even know everything going on. You may be painting the wall outside of a classroom, and to you, that may not seem like a big deal. I'm telling you that the teacher on Monday morning is going to feel extremely blessed to see that someone outside of her school came, he or she, that they would come and serve them like that. Some of you are going to be doing other things. Ann has actually asked me to get Aaron to come up here. So, Aaron, come here. She didn't know I was going to do this. I didn't really know I was going to do this until about 10 minutes ago. And you didn't get here till just now, so.
I was on time. That's early for me. That's good. Okay, so what do you want me to do? Tell her about our project?
Ann wants you to share just a little bit about what's going on today. We don't have a lot of time, but just right. A little bit.
So in a nutshell, some ladies and I, for the past, I don't know how long, had just really, we've been going through a study together and felt convicted about, and I will cry because I cry every time I talk about it. But we've been convicted about just having too much. We have an excess, and there are so many people who don't have enough. And a lot of times we just forget that in our excess, we would still have plenty, you know, and we could share with others. So God's been working on our heart, and we were praying about not just getting rid of stuff and giving it to Goodwill, but giving it to real people, like connecting with people and meeting them and meeting their needs. And so we prayed about it, and I made a phone call to a drug court program that I used to work for, and he was like, "Our lady's house is full. There are like 13 or 14 women there that have nothing. You know, they have made this change, but they come straight from jail usually and have just the clothes in their back." And he was like, "They have no self-esteem and just nothing." And we were wanting to meet ladies who we could lift up and give nice things and jewelry and just make them feel lovely again. So... anyways, he said in that group was a lady who is due with a baby next month that's a little girl. And I was like, "I have girl stuff. This is great," you know. So anyways, we are going today to be with 14 ladies all day till about 5 o'clock tonight, loving on the ladies at the Sober Living House first and sharing our clothes and setting up rooms with different sizes and oohing and aahing over them and then having a baby shower for the lady at about 2 o'clock this afternoon. So we're excited.
I had no idea you would cry.
I think I see a tear in your eye there, Chris.
Yeah. Let it be a reminder as you go today with whatever you're doing. Be Jesus to these people. And if for some reason you feel there's some disconnect because of the project you're a part of and you feel like, you know, I'm not really getting to have some kind of personal touch here, then I'm going to challenge you. Make a personal touch. If you're painting the classroom right there, I'm going to challenge you that while you're there, you're going to pray for the teachers that walk those halls. I'm going to challenge you that you might send a note. You might find out who that teacher is, and that you might send them a note this week and say, "Hey, I know you don't know me. I got the privilege of painting the hallway outside your room. We prayed for you this week. I'm going to keep praying for you. Please let me know if I can do anything for you. Here's my information." Go get it. Go after it and get it. Don't wait for it to fall in your lap. You know, we're kind of putting it in your lap doing a Serve Sunday thing. That's what Serve Sunday is kind of about. And we're glad to do that. It challenges us as individuals and as a church, as a body. But may we offer something that they can't offer, but not for the sake that we feel better about ourselves, but because we know Jesus and we bring the gospel, okay? And let's show them the gospel. Let's pray with them. Let's talk with them. Let's check on them. It's easy to go and hammer on something and things like that, and that stuff's awesome. Ask them how you can pray for them. See what else you can do to minister to them. Look for another project while you're there, or, you know, maybe something else you can help with in some small way that God could use you to really bless them in. I'm going to pray for us, and as I do, our ushers are going to come, and we're going to take our offering, and we're going to pray over that right now. So let's pray.